Weather is always a factor. For mostly, it's pretty good, but there are moments when it's not. There could be fog, which fortunately we had radar, and as I went through my career, the electronics and the toys and the goodies got better and better. The radar got better. The communications from ship to ship got better. And now they have a thing, well, it's been around for a few years, called AIS, Automatic Identification System, that every ship has that sends out a signal, and it comes up on the screen, on the radar screen, and also this laptop computer I carried. So I knew every ship around me, what their true course and speed was, the name of the ship, which is the greatest gift to pilots. And they use it across the oceans. It's wonderful. So the electronics got better. So fog, heavy snow, certainly it's not like a sunny day. And night and day is very much night and day. So there were some interesting ships, the sailing ships that would come to New York, the training ships. That was fun. Yeah, that's completely different. And Navy ships, we did lots and lots of naval ships. So that the routine and procedures on a Navy ship is completely different than on a merchant ship. They have a different mission. So there's some big ships, little ships, Queen Mary many times, Queen Elizabeth, QE2, all the passenger ships probably at one time or another, and container ships. And they're always different. The captain's different. I never met him before. Where are you from, Captain? Where's your home? He hasn't been home in months. The lights would go on in his eyes when I say home. And and he was only too happy to tell me about his home, and I wanted to hear about it. Well, where's your home? Because the ship may be from one place, and the crew is from another place, and the officers from a third place, so they're from all over the world. And I had wonderful conversations with these guys telling me about their home, where they're from, what country. And how's your new president, Captain? How's that prime minister? How do you like our president? And they would tell me, and I'd get this man on the street's opinion of my president and his president or whatever. Great stuff, because I like history and geography, so this was, a great fringe benefit of the job. Of course, when I was working and giving these orders, that's there. But there were periods when we could chit-chat, and the ship's just going up the channel, yeah. Great stuff.
Yeah, so I want to follow up with that in a minute, just thinking about the unique role that you were in as a pilot, socially and culturally, from a sociological perspective. But first wanted to go back to thinking about these moments of really dense fog and really poor weather conditions. And can you recall a day or a night where you were in these sort of grim conditions, and tell me the story of that experience?
None in particular stand out, but there were certainly several over 36 years as a pilot when the visibility was very bad. Usually it was conditions of very bad visibility, snow or fog. And wind, high winds, certainly it's another factor to take into consideration. Even if the visibility is good and it's blowing 40 knots, is it 40 knots coming at your bow or 40 knots on the beam of the ship? How big a ship is it? Is it a car carrier or a smaller, low, deep tanker? The wind is going to have more or less effect on one ship than the other. So you have to take all of that into consideration. But inevitably, there will be close calls, miscommunications. They're humans, and that's what we're doing, yeah. So, but they're all professional humans anyway in this trade. But there were some close calls, yeah, like, whoa, never do that again. That first couple of years as a pilot is quite a learning curve. You think, well, now I'm a pilot. I've been 7.5 years, and I rode all those ships. Yeah, every job is different. So, not anything that keeps me awake at night now, the night I was on the such-and-such ship, but it did indeed have its moments, yes, indeed. But that's what I was trained for. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And all the people out there I'm meeting on the tugboats and the other ships, they're all professionals, though. Although, there sometimes are miscommunications.
What kinds of miscommunication? Just people not...
He said he was going to speed up, or he said he was going to slow down, and he didn't. Hey, you said you were going to... happens to us on the road, People signal to make a left and they make a right. it's a big part of this job. It's just like driving a car, is situational awareness. You look out your car window and you're aware of the light's red, it's green, car on your left, car behind you, kid with a dog over here. You're taking in the entire situation and you evaluate it and guide yourself accordingly. So on a ship, it's the same thing. Situational awareness. I'm inbound at 18 knots. The ship is such and such a draft. We're going here and there. I see a tug on the barge coming across from the other side. I'm aware of the situation, and I have it all in pretty much in, not in the palm of my hand, but you know what I mean. It's controllable to a point. But it's all about situational awareness, and they used to drum that into us. and we had other courses, a continuing education plan, even for older pilots, to, you know, keep you up on your toes about this. So it's evaluating the situation and using the skills that you have to successfully go through that situation. And it was always different.